my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family,
my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. This is for the recording date of Sunday, September the 22nd, 2013. So we're in Genesis chapter 3. We want to give examination to this scripture in a way that has never been done before, or in a way that we're not used to. We want to be more mature about this scripture. So now we want to remind ourselves that as we look at Adam and Eve, know that in Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, we learn that Adam is not just the man, not just the male, but Adam is male and female. The word Adam, literally meaning red or ruddy, and the root word for Adam in the African Hebrew language having to do with the color of red of the blood, because it is the red blood that flows through the veins that gives life to all animals, one might say. Whether creeping things and crawling things, or whether those that are in the waters and the seas, those that traverse the land, those that traverse the air, and the human family as well. It's the red blood. But Adam is male and female. Adam is man, and man is mankind, and mankind is male and female. So we're not looking at just the man here. We're looking at the human family. So if Adam is male and female, then Eve must also be male and female, and also represent the human family. We're looking at the human family that operates on male-female polarity, masculine and feminine polarity. Every human being individually and collectively. Look at our minds as a womb. And in the womb, the ear is the sacred vaginal tract that leads to the sacred womb that is our mind. Now, an individual comes to you, and we're setting up Genesis chapter 3. An individual comes to you and speaks something to you, and that word enters the ear that leads to the sacred vaginal tract that leads to the sacred womb that is our minds. Now there is an idea planted in our minds. You're looking at this, the person speaking the word is like the sacred masculine, in that the word is like the germ of life called sperm that enters the sacred vaginal tract on the way to the sacred womb. But now, that word that enters the mind lays dormant until action is taken upon the idea, that that idea may take root in our minds, just like an egg in the womb of the woman, the feminine, the sacred feminine. But if that egg is not struck by the germ of life called sperm, then that egg has no life, is washed out. Just compare that to the mind. You have an idea. There's a word like the germ of life called sperm enters the mind, hits that idea, takes action. That idea begins to take root. That idea grows and manifests into full and complete physical reality. See, we're looking at the sacred masculine working together with the sacred feminine. You have it as a blueprint, Numbers chapter 11, where Moses refers to Yahweh, the Almighty Lord, as having the attributes of begetting and conceiving. Yahweh is the universe. Yahweh is the hidden and unseen power behind the universe, operating on masculine and feminine polarity. Sacred masculine uniting with the sacred feminine. Sacred masculine begetting. Sacred feminine conceiving. And together giving birth to life and existence. Yahweh is our blueprint, showing us the mind of the universe. Everything in the universe, all in the universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, all in the universe act on the polarities of sacred masculine, male, and sacred feminine, female. You and I are the same, individually and collectively, the human family acting on the polarity of sacred masculine, begetting, and sacred feminine, conceiving. So we have ideas. The idea is begetted and conceived. And then the idea grows into physical reality and full manifestation. So when we look at Adam, we're looking at male and female. When we're looking at Eve, we're looking at male and female. But Adam represents the sacred masculine in the male and the female, and Eve represents the sacred feminine in the male and female. Let's go to verse 1 and see what we can learn. Now, verse 1 of chapter 3 in the book of Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden. Now this word serpent in the African Hebrew language translates as serpent and snake, the image of the serpent. Remember the constellation Draco, the serpent and the dragon. Now, originally, the serpent represents wisdom in Africa. So, wisdom in Africa in the positive sense. Using wisdom for truth, justice, and righteousness. Using wisdom to uplift the poor, uplift the oppressed. But now, what we're looking at is a wickedly wise politician, a wickedly wise, wicked ruling class and ruling families who has taken wisdom and is now going to use wisdom for wickedness and not use wisdom for righteousness. Remember, Jesus, Yahushua, said, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So Yahushua is saying, from the African perspective, be wise like the serpent. Go into the knowledge of the serpent in Africa and be wise like the serpent, but be harmless as a dove. Don't use wisdom for wickedness and harm people, destroy people. Now this serpent was more subtle than any beast. And the word subtle is arum, 6175 Hebrew size Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Subtle, shrewd, crafty, sly, sensible, crafty, shrewd, prudent. Let's hit this word subtle in the Google Dictionary, it is defined as so delicate or precise as to be difficult to analyze or describe, not obvious, clever, indirect, not showing the real purpose. You see, we're describing this no good rotten system and how the politicians, following the dictates of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the 13 families that are the ruling class, of which the Rothschilds are a part of, and the other affiliate families, of which the Oppenheimers are a part of. You see, they, the wicked ruling class, teach the politicians how not to be obvious, how not to be real. And I thank my minister, Louis Farrakhan. Over the years, I've heard him teach the serpent and the reality of the serpent, and I've seen the Most High develop his construct of what this really means, that the serpent represents a people that are wicked and use wisdom for wicked purposes, and that the tree of knowledge represents how to use, the tree of good and evil. The lesson is the knowledge of good and evil, how the wicked politicians and wicked ruling class and ruling families, they use the knowledge of good to maneuver us into supporting their plans of evil to destroy the human family. Thank you, Nation of Islam. Thank you, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad. Thank you, Minister Malcolm X. Thank you, my minister, Louis Farrakhan. So, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, they teach their politicians, they teach their congress people, their senators, their presidents and prime ministers, heads of government, educational, financial, and religious institutions, teach them how not to be obvious, to be subtle, to be hard to notice, not to be real, to come with a hidden and unseen agenda, to come in such a way that you can't really analyze them with surface analysis. This is what the scripture is trying to get us to see and understand. And so this serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. The word beast, 2416, is taken from a word that has to do with living, vegetation, water, man, springtime. But one of the definitions has to do with a living thing, animal, an animal. Okay, so this beast is more subtle than the serpent is more subtle than any beast of the field. You see, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the wicked politicians, all of them that are wicked are beasts, this beast system. But in the field of this system, there is a group that is more subtle than all the rest. House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, these are the wicked serpents that are more subtle than all of the beast of the field in this wicked beast system of dog eat dog, of bestiality, of bloodshed and warfare, death, hell, and destruction. The word field has to do with land, a home, one of the definitions, home of wild beasts. So, look at this. More knowledge is coming to my brain. Some of us look at the ghettos, and even in Chicago just now, and we want to examine ourselves. In Chicago just now, someone opened fire in a public park, killing at least 13 people, shooting, I believe, a 3-year-old baby in the face. Where did that come from? Was that just some regular homeboy crazy in the head? Was that gang warfare? And we know that the CIA and the FBI created the gangs, armed the gangs, financed the gangs, give them their territories to carry out drug wars, to produce clandestine money for the hidden and unseen clandestine wars that the CIA perpetrates on the human family. But was that reality? Or was it the CIA and FBI sending someone into a Chicago neighborhood to open fire and just create chaos in that way? So you may look at that and say, wow, the ghettos are beasts, fields of beasts, home of beasts. You may look at the drug cartels in Central and South America and say they're beasts. You may look at the various governments and say, wow, they're wicked. They're like beasts. But the scripture is saying, among all the beasts, there's a serpent that is more subtle, more crafty. Look here. This serpent we're talking about is behind all of the unrest. I have to go with my brain. There was a shooting in Kenya, a Kenya shopping mall. They say that Al-Shabaab has taken credit for this shooting. And they say that Al-Shabaab, coming out of Somalia, angry at the Kenya government for sending their Kenya military into Somalia to buttress a government in Somalia that is opposed to Al-Shabaab. My brain began to go into some knowledge and wisdom of Somalia that I had kind of forgotten. We want to go after this serpent that is more subtle than all the beasts. You may say, wow, Al-Shabaab is a beast. You may say Al-Qaeda is a beast. You may say Al-Nusra is a beast. You may say, wow, these gangs and these thugs with guns and whatnot, these are beasts. But we're trying to get at the serpent that is more subtle than all the beasts. And then we want to go within ourselves and extract out of ourselves the mind of this serpent gone wicked that has implanted their mentality into ourselves. I believe around 2005, 2006, 2007, long after so-called colonialism, but even colonialism and neo-colonialism in these recent days and times, you had CIA chaos all over Somalia. And then you had the indigenous sisters and brothers of Somalia rising up and saying, we want to push out the CIA government. We want to push out the CIA rulership. And we want to institute Islam as a government or the inspiration for government in Somalia. And sisters and brothers united and created a government that adhered to the tenets of Islam. And they began to have peace in Somalia. Peace and justice and righteousness in Somalia. CIA moved out. Well, America couldn't tolerate that. So they began to garner their forces, CIA, and I say FBI, and MI6, and MI5 of Britain, and Mossad of Israel, working together in concert to overthrow the legitimate Islamic government in Somalia and reinstitute the CIA government, and then out of that chaos brought into Somalia again by the CIA, then out of that grew the Al-Shabaab. Now, I've heard good things about Al-Shabaab, heard bad things about Al-Shabaab. I'm not going to get into that at this point, but I want to point out that Al-Shabaab only came about after the CIA pushed out the Islamic government and reinstituted the CIA government. Who is behind all of the killing, all of the bloodshed, all of the unrest and chaos in Somalia, in Kenya, in Syria, in the so-called ghettos of America, in the Central and South America, behind the chaos of the drug cartels? HSBC, Hong Kong, Shanghai Banking Group. I can't catch their acronym. Corporation, yeah. Hong Kong, Shanghai Banking Corporation, created by the House of Rothschild to run the drug economy and the gun running economy, indicted for money laundering for the drug cartels and the so-called Islamic terrorists. This teaches us that the House of Rothschild are behind all of that for their purposes of chaos, death, hell, and destruction, to use the government of America, Britain, and Israel to come in and save the day after chaos has been wrought on the human family. And then we, as poor working class masses, buy into the hysteria. In Somalia, they say, or in Kenya, they say that the Muslims were let free and the Christians were killed and non-Muslims were killed. So they want to blame that on Al-Shabaab so that we can feed into Christian and hatred on Islam. In Syria, we know that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra kidnapped Christian boys, killed them, and then blamed that on Assad, saying these were youth that were victimized by the Assad government and chemical attack. We know that was a fictitious narrative, but the news media won't tell us that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, they who are backed by the Obama administration, they who are armed and financed by the Obama administration, following the dictates of the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, that these Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, so-called rebels, victimized Christians, kidnapped Christian boys, killed the Christian boys, and falsely blamed the killings on the Assad government. Why? So we can feed into the hatreds and take on the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. The wicked ruling class and ruling families are this serpent that we're looking at, that are the most subtle in the of any beast of the field. In this beast system, although on many levels we have the beast mentality, but that most subtle one, that serpent, the most subtle one, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, who are behind all of this wickedness. Now, this serpent came to the woman and said to the woman, did God say you can't eat of every tree in the garden? And the word God here, you have Lord, which is Yahuwah, and then you have God, which is Elohim. So you have Yahuwah, father and mother, behind the power behind the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, four gods, four goddesses associated with earth, air, fire, and water. Read Kemet, read Egypt, read the creation narratives in Kemet and Egypt, and see the four gods and four goddesses associated with earth, air, fire, and water. These are the Elohim. Now, The serpent said, did God say you can't eat of every tree in the garden? And the word God here is Elohim. So male and female, Adam, Eve, male and female, human family, received instructions. Eat of every tree. Eat of the tree of life if you want to, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so the woman, which represents the sacred feminine, the sacred feminine reality and sacred feminine power, responds, yeah, we can eat of the trees of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And she, representing the sacred feminine, began to kind of embellish what was told her by the Elohim gods and goddesses. And this represents the human family, that sacred feminine power and reality, listening to a subtle serpent being that represents the human family, listening to the politicians, listening to the wicked ruling class and ruling families, listening to language that is so subtle, so unseen, hidden agendas, language that takes your mind and says, wow, and you begin to talk, and your speech and your pattern of talk begins to take on what it should not. That is the human family acting on female polarity, listening to the politicians in our ear with words that are going to create ideas that will be destructive. So verse 5, for God doth know, and the verse 4, the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die. And so the politicians telling us, listen to them. Listen to their dictates from the house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. They tell us, continue to believe in the system. Continue to believe in the market, I believe they call it. Let the market solve your problems. You won't die. Listen to the Senate. Listen to the Congress. And in Senate and in Congress now, we see the Democrats and Republicans seem to be heading for a government shutdown, having created this circumstance through the vote by Boehner in the Congress to pass a budget, but attach to it the defunding of what is referred to as Obamacare, to purposefully sabotage government, knowing that that type of bill will not pass because the Democrats control the Senate, if I have it correct, and will not allow a bill to be passed with the defunding of Obamacare attached to it. And so the subtle reality, see, we're talking about a serpent that is subtle. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.